Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Shot at nighttime, cruising above a very small, cute little New England town.
Yeah.
And we're going through some houses, and we come up to the cemetery at the edge of town.
Ooh, it even says ye old cemetery.
It says
it's so
ye old,
old
cemetery. It's so old.
Yeah.
And we start cruising through a bunch of
wind
graves.
Is crazy.
Whoa.
Shut up, wind.
We stop suddenly at a car that's hanging out in the cemetery.
Ooh, it's an AMC racer or pacer. There's like a teen inside. He's wearing like a jumper that says security guard, and he's just kind of drumming on the steering wheel.
Come on, baby.
No.
Come on, baby, put out.
Stop it.
Come on, baby, put out.
I told you, you can do anything you want with my mouth and my ears. Everything else is saved.
Come on. I want to get below your mouth and your ears. Come on.
Oh, my God. I told you, we've only been dating for 3 hours. And when we get to 5, then we can get funky.
Oh, that's only 2 hours away. I just want to do it with you here in the cemetery.
Well, I'm not doing it in a car, okay? That's for sluts.
What?
Maybe if we can find, like, a romantic spot.
Whoa. Yeah, okay, there's a mausoleum over there.
Ooh, you those wanna... have marble.
Yeah, you like marble?
Yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. I have a nice crispy towel we can lay down. Don't ask why it's crispy. Don't ask.
I'm not going to.
Okay, good. Oh, somebody's at the window.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm lost.
Holy shit. Yeah. How old are you?
7 and a half.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. There goes our good time.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are having a good time? Are you playing Yahtzee?
We were about to. Sure.
Little girl, sure, I'll help you find your parents. Did you come here with your parents or something?
No, I climbed out a window of my house.
Okay.
Boy.
Do you know where your house is?
Up the road, down the street.
Okay, you should go to it. Come on.
Okay, let's take her to her house, and then we can get funky and fresh and crazy.
Okay, okay. All right. Hey. Okay, little girl, get in.
Come.
Oh, boy. I've never been in an AMC pacer before.
Some people call it a racer.
Oh, a racer?
Or a pacer.
Oh, I can't read.
So, wow. Tell us a little bit about...
Oh, no. Oh, God, I didn't book all up. Bum, bum,
whoa,
bum,
she's flying
bum,
everywhere. Hold
bum,
on.
Down, Dale. Dale.
Poof. Ow, my head. I hit it on the back seat.
Oh, my God. Are you okay, little girl?
Ouch. Ouch. Yes. How do you know my full name?
Wait, your name's Little Girl?
First name Little, last name Girl.
Wait a second, Little Girl.
Yeah?
Your clothes are funny. They're like vintage or something.
Yes, from Victorian era.
Wait what? A second, Little Girl. I can't see any feet.
I don't have them.
What the fuck? This isn't funny, Dale.
No, I didn't.
Are you pulling a prank on
how
me?
How am I pulling a prank with a little girl who has no feet?
What?
Would you like to know my backstory?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
We're back in Victorian times, and we see, like, cows and dirt and stuff in the street. That's Victorian, right?
Get out of the way, cow.
Daddy, why do you always yell at cow like that?
Because these cows don't speak English. My word. Cow, get out of the way. All I can see is your anus.
Boy, it's all we can ever see. Cow anuses all the day long.
Well, this is what happens when you're walking behind cows, my dear.
Oh, Daddy, I get so sad walking behind the cows.
Why, my dear?
Because I don't like looking at butts.
But, my dear,
yeah,
as a family of the most successful cow herders in this country, it's your job to be around cows. You must get used to the anus, I'm afraid.
What, Daddy?
You must get used to the anus, I'm afraid.
Daddy, what are you saying at the end of that sentence?
Anus, I'm afraid. You've got to get used to the anus, my
dear. That is what you said, Daddy. Thank you for enunciating.
Yes. When you were 5 years old, what did I tell you? You must get used to the anus. And I tell you the same thing today.
Yes.
3 years later. No, 2 years later.
Yes, 2 years. Good math, Daddy.
Ooh.
Oh, good to see the girl family walking down the street. Thank you for your wonderful donation to the orphanage, Mr. Girl.
Hello, orphanage keeper Stanley. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I just wanted to thank you so much and your lovely family for donating so much. The children will have a fine Christmas this year.
Yes, the children will have a fine Christmas this year.
Who's your friend?
Yes, sir. You won't believe it. That's my twin.
Oh my God.
Wow.
The joke's on me then. You're literally.
Yeah, you look
identical.
Just alike.
Mm-hmm. Hey, God, I'm just alike.
You're just such different.
Yes. Whoa, yes.
So, I hope everything's doing you well, dear friend.
Oh, what was that?
Hope everything's doing you well, dear friend.
I know.
Hope everything's treating you well, dear friend. Fuck.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you. Thank you for the donation. Have a good one.
And remember, if you ever want to donate more, we'd be happy to take your little girl off your hands.
Oh, no, Daddy, please.
Hold on, let me unpack that a bit. What? What do you mean?
If you ever want to donate more, you could always donate your little girl.
Don't be foolish, young man. I would never donate my daughter for nothing. Nothing, I say.
Ooh.
Unless it's like, I don't know.
Not
5 million.
If I may tempt you.
For 5 million? Is that what you're saying?
Daddy.
Yes,
no,
we will
so
give you your money back just to have your little girl in our orphanage.
Okay, I gave you all 5 million shillings. Are you telling me you'll give me 5 million shillings back for my daughter?
Yes.
Would you give 7?
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Hold on. The banker's calling. The banker's calling.
Answer the letter.
The banker's day saying, make the deal.
Okay, we're making
the deal.
7 million shillings for your daughter.
I'm sorry, my dear, but business is business, my dear.
Daddy.
Oh, my dear, business is business.
Daddy.
Come with us, little
okay.
girl.
Oh,
come with us.
Come with us. Oh, no.
Come with us.
Okay.
Goodbye, my dear. Always remember this. Wine first, hard liquor after.
And that's my backstory.
Oh my God, that's so sad.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to the part about my death or how I lost my feet yet.
Oh, let's go back.
Oh no, you're cutting off my feet.
Yes, we love little kids' feet. We sell them to kings around the world.
Yes, the other children must eat.
What?
And your feet will be perfect for them as well.
So wait, you're going to give a foot to a king and then another foot to the children?
Duh.
We cut to a kingdom in Germany.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch.
My queen and I are happy to that you brought this feet for us.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Oh, yes. Well, it's a wonderful little foot from a seven-year-old girl.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Yes, from the girl family. You
Deutsch?
Know that. Deutsch.
My wife is very proud of our country. She literally only says, I speak German.
I've read German. All of her books, and it's just speaking
it's just,
to
I
Deutsch.
Speak German and German. Yes. Let us see those feet and taste them a
of
bit.
Of course, of course. Now you get to choose. Oh, here's the right foot. Ooh. Give it a little sniff and
Sprechen
a little lick.
Ooh.
You'll notice
sounds like she likes.
Notes of fungus, mm. notes of decay,
mm.
and just an aftertaste of mold.
Mm. Absolutely disgusting and yes. the exact reason why we love it.
Yes.
Oh, I'm British. It's a long story. I married into a German family and, you know.
Yes. Okay. We it's fine. Don't worry.
Is it a story worth hearing about or just like...
Yes. my dear, I love you. I want to marry into your family.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get it started.
So which foot do you want?
Deutsch.
You got it. Whoa, that's so crazy. Wait, how'd you die?
Oh, I bled out.
Okay.
Oh, that's so sad. I'm so sorry. And now you have to haunt the grounds of this cemetery?
Yes, looking for the perfect feet for me to take.
Whoa. What? Uh-oh. Babe, you got awesome feet.
I've been looking at them toes.
No, you don't want my feet.
But look at how you're wiggling them.
No, I'm flat-footed. My feet suck.
I don't know. Those arches look delicious.
What? Dale, don't let her have my feet.
I gotta get out of here.
No.
This is too scary.
No.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Suddenly, the girlfriend starts running and running and running and in the darkness trying to hide from little girl, now hiding behind a mausoleum. And we see moonlight shining, and we hear little girl's creepy footsteps, kind
tap,
of
tap,
like...
Tap, 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 tap.
We can't see her feet, but we can hear them. And the girlfriend is hiding, starting slowly trying to get away until she steps on a branch. Fuck! Fuck!
I see you!
No!
I see you, Marco!
No! Polo, fuck!
I have to do it!
No, fuck! She runs. She's running. And she tries to hide in a little lake. She finds a little pond. And she tries to put herself under the pond to hide from the girl.
Hey, kid! What are you doing here? It's after hours! Okay?
Shut up.
What?
Shut up.
What?
This little Victorian girl who wants my feet.
A Victorian girl that wants your feet? All right, you little drug addict, get out of that water.
No.
This is a respectful cemetery.
No. No. Mr. Fracafity, please.
Wait, how do you know my name, you little... Well, I know that this is Macafity's cemetery, but yes, I am him.
Mr. Fracafity, you don't understand. I'm being haunted by a little girl. Look, she's right...
Little girl... There's nothing over there. You must be an absolute heroin addict. I want you out of my cemetery.
Mr. Fracafity, okay, I'll get out. Will you give me a ride home?
Yeah, okay. Let's go, kid.
Okay.
By the way, what was that thing you're saying about the little girl? The only little girl that's been said to haunt here is one that was foretold in a prophecy years ago.
Yeah, it's her.
Oh, okay, all right.
That's what I'm saying. It's totally her. I haven't seen it.
It's just your figure.
No, you seem to know a lot about it.
Well, yeah, I own this cemetery. I know every single little, like, these paranormal stories I've been told around here, and I'm telling you, they're all silly bunch of fuddy-duddy. Yeah?
I guess you're right. I guess I'm being a little bit...
Oh, my God. Whoa, wait, why is your liver coming out of your mouth? This is disgusting.
Oh, no, that's the wrong thing.
Oh, wait. Wait, what are the...
I spit out my liver. She wants my feet.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to him.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, that's the wrong thing, too.
The prophecy. Oh, the prophecy that was foretold was true.
Oh, no, that's a shoulder.
Wait, what's happening? I can't understand what's happening. What are you
spitting
out of this poor
body
man?
Parts.
Every one of them. The shoulder?
Oh, no, that's a hip.
We got to the police station the next day. All right, you creep. How are you gonna explain your way out of this? We found you with a young lady who spit out all of her insides.
Yeah.
Look, I know that it sounds crazy, but I'm telling you, it was the prophecy of the little girl who's coming back looking for her feet, I tell you.
The prophecy.
Listen to me, I'm not a religious man and I don't believe in fairy tales, but I believe in the little girl who's looking for feet.
You believe in a little girl who's looking for feet? We're two grizzled police officers. We have seen and heard it all.
We've seen everything. Brains splattered on the ceiling after our partners took their lives.
Oh, that's
everybody
horrible.
Keeps killing themselves.
Yeah, and so they're like, well, we're going to partner you two up because your partners keep fucking killing themselves. Yeah. So now
it's a terrible reason to partner you guys up.
Well, we're the ones not killing ourselves.
No, I understand, but it's like
we're gonna survive the test of time.
So you have multiple partners each who have killed themselves?
Yep. I mean, 17. So,
17
I would start investigating what it is that's happening between you and your partners.
Well, I'm pretty annoying.
Me too.
Listen,
I won't talk anymore until my lawyer comes here, okay? I demand my lawyer.
This man wants his lawyer. He fancy or something.
No, it's not fancy. It's my right as an United States. No.
Okay.
Wow, you guys are really fucking annoying.
Wow.
Okay. Jesus. Okay, I'm starting to understand what's happening.
What? I
can see what was going on with your partners. Look, I want my lawyer or I'm going to call a lawyer, I guess. There's nothing else I can do.
Mr. Fercafferty.
Yes.
You requested me?
Oh, me, John. Oh, it's my God, me. John Jr. I usually deal with your dad. Hi, how are you, kid? It's good to see you.
May I have private counsel?
Okay, but we'll be trying to listen.
You're not supposed to do that.
You're not supposed to do that. What are you doing?
What? We're just officers of the law maintaining law.
Yeah.
Y'all are so annoying.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Are you eating a sandwich together? What are you doing?
Yeah,
we start on
either sides, and you munch in the middle, and then like, you kiss no homo.
And then we kiss no homo.
No homo.
No homo.
No homo.
If you say that, you should put your penis away. You can't say that.
No homo. Let's judge him.
Yeah.
No homo.
No homo.
No homo.
I don't think you all understand. Don't understand what that phrase means.
Who killed themselves.
Hey, look, if you don't mind, I have to talk to my lawyer.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
This is unacceptable. This is a systemic failure. You know that, right?
Don't worry. We're going to get you out of this. This is absolutely absurd. I don't know what happened at the scene, but there's no proof. They can't hold you.
Listen, kid. Can I tell you something as my lawyer and as the son of my lawyer, I guess?
Yes, you can tell me. But you can just call me your lawyer.
Okay, as my lawyer.
You're making me feel like so self-conscious.
No. I'm sorry. It's just, have you ever heard of the prophecy of the girl with no feet?
Gulp.
You have?
Of course I have.
What if I told you that I saw the girl with no feet with my own eyes?
What if I told you I know how to stop this?
I'd say you were probably being a dick and fucking around with me, like even though I'm being vulnerable, honest with you.
No, I'm serious.
What?
My house shares a boundary with the cemetery, the ye old Mr. Fercafferty Cemetery.
Yes, you're right. You're right. I should have thought about it. Your house is literally connected to my business.
I used to, as a kid, play in the cemetery all the time, messing around. Mm. One time I came across an ancient text.
You didn't read it, did you?
I read it. The evil can only be undone with one true slut.
A slut?
A slut so disgusting They reverse the curse.
Hold on. It's like meaning like someone that you would look at sort of as like a traditionally like promiscuous woman, sort of, but we don't really look
or
at...
man.
Right, but no, but...
Oh my God, Mr. Fercafferty, a slut can be a man.
I'm 86. When I was growing up, only women were sluts, and men were absolutely perfect.
That's how you define it, because you don't view men who are lascivious as sluts.
No, I view them as good old wholesome men.
Look, listen, I'm telling you, I feel crazy, but I still have the text. Look, right here. The curse of the little girl can only be done with a slut true and pure. A slut with evil intentions.
Wait, that's a slut with good intentions, then.
Exactly.
Right.
See, exactly.
All this time, I thought that sluts had bad intentions. Now I realize that I was a slut. Do you know how much dick I sucked when I was young? Do you know how... No, I was just telling you, I'm feeling vulnerable right now, so I'm telling you. We grew up in a community where that's not acceptable. But do you know how much dick I sucked? And now I realize I was the idiot for hiding it for all those years.
So all those years you were sucking dick, you were like, you were like, oh, this isn't sexual or...
Just, you know, good old hard day's work for me. It was a fluffer on a porn site, at a very old porn site. I'm getting a little ahead of myself.
Listen, if this legend is true, then maybe you're the cemetery slut who can break this curse.
All these years I was a fool. All right. I'll do anything it takes to break this curse.
It's going
to
take a lot of dick sucking.
Been there, done that.
Titty licking.
Titty licking? I don't know.
Clit chewing.
Chewing on clits? I mean, if it warrants it, sure. I mean, when I was growing up, clits didn't exist.
Wait, hold on. What?
We thought it was a myth. Because none of us men were able to actually pleasure a woman.
Right.
We assumed that there's no clitoris to pleasure.
Listen.
If there was, we'd be able to do it. We're men. And this is America.
That all perfectly checks out.
Football and drinks. Shooting guns and ball. Drinks with football.
Listen, Mr. Fercafferty.
Yes?
I think we're going to have to do this, but you can't tell the cops our plan.
No, I won't.
So you're going to have to wait here, and I'm gonna break you out of here tonight. Do you hear me?
Are you sure you're going to be okay?
I'll be okay.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
We cut to nighttime. I got her some wings.
Ah, shit, I love a wing.
Yeah.
Ooh, slathered in sauce.
Oh, yeah, I love sauce.
Mm.
Ooh, all right, prisoner.
Yeah.
Our one prisoner for the night.
Yes?
Be cool, man.
Be cool. We're going to eat these wings and you're not going to get any.
No, that's fine. I'm just here, officers. Don't worry about me.
All right. Okay.
Where's Junior? Guys, so... I could totally see why someone would kill themselves just being around.
Hey!
Come on!
So,
hey! Come on!
It's just awful being
around.
Hey!
Come on!
Everything about you is annoying.
Come on!
Hey!
Come on!
You don't see that that's annoying?
Hey!
Neither of you...
Hey!
Come on!
Hey!
Like, the repetitive thing, you don't see how annoying that is? And how...
Come on!
You both have zero charisma. Okay, whatever.
Ho, ho, ho!
What? Junior, what are you doing? This is gonna work.
I hope so.
Ho, ho, ho!
Is Santa here?
It's me, Santa!
Santa, what are you doing here? It's April!
Exactly. I need help with my toys.
Whoa!
It's working, Junior.
I was wondering if I could borrow this old man to help make my toys.
If you really need help, Santa, yes.
Yeah, if it's gonna save Christmas, of course.
Keep it up.
You've been very good this year, and if you let me take him, you can get anything you want on your list.
Whoa! Anything?
God, so fucking annoying. Straight up.
Anything. Anything.
What about some binoculars?
Yeah. What about bringing my wife back from the dead?
Yup. You can get anything.
Whoa.
Last one, too? No, I mean, that's great. Wow, Santa, that's great.
Yeah, but you gotta let me take him.
Okay.
Jingle, jangle, those are my keys. I'm opening the door. Okay, is it this key? No. Is it this key?
We got a lot of keys.
Oh, that's a bone. That's a bone. Use
that
a key.
That is a bone.
That's a bone.
Okay.
The lucky
one?
Bone.
That's an EpiPen.
That's an EpiPen in case I go into anaphylactic shock. Okay.
That's a string cheese. What are you doing?
That's a snack for later. Okay.
That's a very thin piece of Spam.
Yes. Yummy.
Oh, I get it. It goes with the cheese, right?
Yeah, sandwich. Okay. Is this a key?
That's a mouse.
Oh, no. That's my pet. Is this a key?
That's a keyboard mouse.
Oh, no. That keeps my mouse company. Is this a key?
That's a Tylenol.
That's for my headaches. Is this a key?
That's a wig.
Oh, yeah, because sometimes I go undercover as a drag queen named Kim.
Wait a second.
What?
I hooked up with Kim. That was you all along?
It's not gay if you're wearing a wig.
Okay, wait, this is perfect.
No.
Come here. Okay, let's go. They're not. Let's go. They're not paying attention. Come here. They're going to keep talking like morons.
No.
Come on.
Oh, no.
Wait, where did he go?
I don't know. It's interesting they didn't need my key.
And suddenly, we now see Mr. Fracafferty and the lawyer running towards the cemetery. And we see them getting deeper and deeper. Fog is descending upon the cemetery. They're going to a clearing. They're searching the gravestones.
Ah!
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Lex, kid, don't worry. Those
was that
crows
a crow?
Always do that. Yeah, it was a crow.
Okay.
Wow. You're a chip off the old block. Your dad.
Quack, quack.
That's a duck. No, that's a duck. That's a duck that's out at night for some reason. That's a duck.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
No worries.
I think we're close to finding little girls.
That's an emu. There's a zoo next door. Sometimes they get in here. Don't worry about
it. It's terrible.
That's a cow wolf. It's just sort of like, there's an experimental lab down the street where they're trying to mold different DNA. And it's a long story. Anyway, so.
This is it. This is a little girl's gravestone.
This is it. My God.
Little girl died from no feet. Wow. So sad.
It is really sad. Anytime something happens to a child at a young age, it's sad.
We have to get this right, okay? If we don't get this right, the curse will get even worse.
What's the get this right part?
You have to be the biggest slut you've ever been.
Oh, my God. I'll do whatever I have to do to protect this community and perhaps the human race.
Good.
Hey, my name's Michael. You put out that ad.
Yeah, I invited some guys.
Put an ad for what? Would you?
For,
okay. All right.
Yeah, you're gonna, because we have to break the curse. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Michael, pull out your dick. I'm gonna suck it. Because nothing is more important at this moment than breaking this curse.
Oh, great. Okay.
I'm gonna start reading from the ancient text.
Heads up, it's really little.
Man, wow, this is little and dry.
Really dry, too. It's really dry. Be careful. I don't want it to, like,
break off.
This is the worst eczema I've ever seen, and it's such bad luck that it's on your dick. 100%. I'm not even a dermatologist. I can tell you that's eczema, my friend.
Whoa, shoot.
My God, your sack is like the part where you, like, light a match on. It's so...
Yeah. I've started some fires in my pants.
From your sack? Yeah.
My little wiener that's all dry and my sack rubbed together. Then I lost my pants.
Let me go ahead and suck and see what we can do with it.
I will read from the ancient text.
Go ahead, kid.
Dominumus mastede antorino nomine dambe dobo destines child. Savannah, Georgia. Brian McKnight. Oh no! Oh no! Oh, the graves are moving!
What the hell did you do, kid?
I'm waking up dead sluts from the graveyard!
Oh my.
I read the wrong text!
Oh, man,
hi,
I see
baby!
Supposed to be-
hi!
you want?
Suck my titties.
Oh, you have to keep them at bay.
Hey, hear my titties.
Oh, my God. Look at these suffragette sluts.
Yeah, here's my butthole.
Yeah, we got the right to vote, and I'd like you to munch on my clit.
Well, I believe in your right to vote. Just let's make out with them so they'll go away.
It's me. I was burned for being a witch, but I was just a slut. Let me sit on your face.
Oh, it's me, Abraham Lincoln. I was such a fucking gay slut. Oh, I'm here to get my 4 score and 7 inches sucked on.
Man, see, kid, what do we do here? Do we suck everyone's dick?
We have to go nuts on these right. Ancient dead sluts.
On the count of three.
You do every
on
the count of eight.
On a one, two, three.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We see the grounds rumble. We see the soil begin to move and shake.
It's happening again, kid. How much more dick do we suck?
Oh my God, here comes the biggest slut of them all.
It's me, the Titanic.
It's the corpse of the Titanic.
Biggest slut of them all. You know, I tried to fuck that iceberg and
Yeah. Oh, you ended up having a pretty weird hookup that night.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, kid, this is truly the weirdest night of my life.
I know. Don't you think I know that?
What do we do?
You know the Titanic loves to go down, so let it go down on you.
Come on, baby.
I'll do the best I can.
69 with the Titanic.
The truth is, kid, the last time I got sucked off was back in 1979, and it didn't work out so well.
Okay, I'm gonna suck you off.
Okay, no problem.
We just finished roller skating at the disco.
All right.
I'm gonna suck you off. Okay, you don't have a dick.
Wait. Oh, my God.
You know what? I'm going to just get out of here.
No.
Sorry, that light story.
It's fine.
It dried me up.
God damn it.
What God damn it?
Cafferty.
What?
You're ruining this.
What are you? How am I ruining?
You're unleashing the curse.
I'm saying you can't. Look, I'm telling the Titanic that it's okay to say. Oh, my God. God damn it. Suck my dick, Titanic. Something, please.
Like, very crazy of, like, you know, like, opera sounds are being made. The curse spreads. We see a black fog spread over the entire town. And suddenly, everyone is transported back to Victorian times. Back to the times of when little girl was still alive.
Wow, there's more people here than ever.
Oh, what's happened?
Honey, I was just watching the TV and now I want to read the Bible?
That's so weird, honey. I was watching sports, and now suddenly, I love God.
What happened?
Wait a second.
Mom, Dad, I was playing with my dick watching ex-hamster porn site, and now suddenly I want to read the Bible?
What's going on?
We cut to another household. Oh my gosh, we were just having a girls' night here.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, all I can think about is tilling the soil.
Yeah, and churning butter.
Yeah.
And trying to have kids, but then they don't make it.
Yeah.
What's going on?
What's going on?
We cut to an office building.
I was typing in a computer, and now I'm typing into hay.
We got back to the cemetery.
Oh, God. This is bad. This is really bad. We're back in time.
Man, kid, this situation got even worse. Yes. I don't understand what happened. I tried to fucking let the Titanic suck my knob of it. Oh, boy.
It's okay. There's a way out of here. We need to find little girl.
Oh, wow, that was very easy. Thank God you're here, little girl.
I just heard my name and I said, wow, somebody knows me.
Little girl.
Girl.
We've come back in time to somehow change the past in order to change the future.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Listen.
This is a time where I have feet before something tragic might happen.
That's what we're here for.
Oh, okay.
It's like Groundhog's. No, actually, no, that's not. It's like Back in the Future.
Back in the Future?
In the future, there's going to be a film that's ironically called Back to the Future.
Well, that seems silly because you can't really go back to the future.
I think that's sort of the play on words. It's kind of like an ironic, fun thing.
Irony.
You'll like it.
Yeah, I think you'll like it.
If you make it.
It's really
you have
good.
A ghost in the future.
I do.
Yeah, that like kind of ruins dates.
Oh,
and
no. I never want to ruin love. I have no feet.
In the future, but that's not going to happen.
But I have 10 toes now.
And you're going to keep those. And that's why we're here.
That's why we're here.
That's why you're going to, for you to keep your tootsies, mama.
You were involved in a horrible, horrible, tragic thing that unleashed a curse upon this town.
Me?
Yes.
I never thought I'd amount to anything.
You're very important. And we need your feet.
Wait, you need my feet?
There she is! Little girl!
Ah!
Robot,
come on,
we want to
come with us, little girl!
Come
back!
No. Let's go!
Come with us, little girl!
Who do I go with? Which
come with both of us, we're going the same direction.
Okay.
Yeah, come with both of us in the same direction.
They jump into like a little like stable that's filled with like cows, and they like hide behind the cows. Like slivers of light, it's spooky and dark. They're trying their best not to make any noises as this scary man tries to find them.
Where did she go? All I'm seeing is cow anuses. Oh no, I spent 7 million shillings on this little girl that ran away. I'll get you.
Okay.
Oh, that was scary.
That was so close.
Oh my God.
Listen. I know this sounds crazy, little girl, but we have to break this curse by reading from this ancient text and holding your feet.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, that's going to be easier than the first way we did it, which was just like me servicing like a nonstop group of people.
I don't think we should tell her. I don't think we should tell her about
it. I'm 7.
You don't need to understand this.
Okay.
This is totally, that's fine. What you should understand is that I used to be a sexist.
Oh.
And I was an ignorant old man, but I've learned my ways now, and I realize that sex shaming and being a sexist is not fucking cool.
Oh, okay, I'm 7. I'll take that with me. I'll put it in my pocket and use it later.
No, you won't, because you're going to literally die technically in, like, what, that's pretty soon, right? And she looks, I mean, she's wearing the dress that she's a ghost in, so like.
Oh my God, this is traumatic.
I don't think she has to die.
No. I'm just saying, like, theoretically, if we didn't come back to help her, she would be dead for sure.
No.
Right?
All we have to do now is let us hold your feet.
Hold my feet? You've been saying inappropriate things, and now you want to hold my feet?
It's not like that.
Freaky.
We have to read from this book.
From a book? I can't read.
No, we'll read it.
Okay, we'll read it. Yes. We can both read.
All right. Well, I guess here are my tootsies.
All right. Just so remember, this is not like a weird, this is something we have to do.
I don't know. Like my dad just sold me for 7 million shillings, I think. Adults make some questionable choices, and I guess I just got to go along with it. I think that's what all kids have to go through. And if you really think about it, we have no agency.
I'm sorry, little girl.
It's okay.
I'm going to look in the barn again.
Oh shit, quickly.
I'll be
quickly.
There.
Why? Why is
30
he...
seconds.
What evidence did he have
Listen,
that he needed to come back to the barn?
I don't know. Read from the book. Tori Amos. Suncastle. Majesty Springs.
Sounds like you can't read good either.
Give me that, kid. Let me
Jimmy
see.
Fallon.
Miss Arpropinus. Jimmy Fallon. Encyclopedia Britannica. Wells Fargo.
Everything's
franchise.
Shaking
around.
This is
really hard to read.
They're back to the future.
But suddenly, the attorney is no longer there.
Where's Junior?
Next to little girl, there's another gravestone that says, Attorney.
No!
John Attorney died doing the right thing, and it wasn't weird that he was touching a girl's feet.
My God.
Well,
poor Junior. And what a fucking crazy-ass thing to say on your grave.
I have my feet.
Kate. Oh my God, congratulations, little girl.
Thank you. I can now go to the afterlife pleasantly.
Wait, but it's like, what sucks is like, you didn't even need your feet in the afterlife, but Now Junior's gone. Not to make
little
you feel guilty,
girl.
But...
Uh-huh.
Over here.
God?
No.
Oh.
It's us, all the officers who killed themselves to get away
from...
We had to get away from those fucking annoying cops.
I used my necktie.
I went underwater for a long time.
I drank Drano.
Oh, no.
A lot of it.
Come with us.
Come with us.
To the other side.
There's more of us. Hi. Now I killed myself. I did the thing where you put your car in a garage and, like, the fumes get you.
Oh.
That's what I did.
Okay. Oh, me? I went skydiving without a parachute.
Ooh, me next. I ate, like, a pound of opium and went swimming in my neighbor's house.
Oh.
I put a little bit of hair on my body, and then I found bears, and they killed me.
Oh.
Come with us.
You know what? Honestly, you guys seem like the best case scenario for me. Every other adult has been pretty bad, and I'm ready to cross over with a bunch of nice dead officers, because moral is, the officers are the best.
Come with us.
Okay.
Goodbye.
And we suddenly see slowly into the sunlight, they walk off and disappear, and Mr. McCafferty is there alone. Saying a goodbye to little girl and John Attorney.
Well, little girl and little John Attorney's grave, I just want to say that you all changed my life. I was a miserable old man, but now I'm a good man. I hope. I don't know. I haven't slept in a couple of days. I feel ill, to be honest.
Jump scare! A hard dick comes out from the cemetery ground and impales him.
Take care of yourself, little girl.
The end.
The credits are rolling.
Cemetery slut.
Rock and roll music plays.
Yes.
Yay.
We did it. That was Cemetery Slut.
Yeah.
How fun.
How insane.
How sick are we?
We did good.
I'm proud of us.
I'd watch that movie.
I would watch it too. I think it'd be really fun.
Yeah.
I had such a nice time. Could any of us seen where that would have taken us?
No. Not one bit. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
We love you.
Love you.
We love you. As you know, I'm Anno Agapian.
I'm Betsy Sodaro.
And our amazing performers joining us are Nicole Byer.
Yeah.
And Payam Banafez.
Yeah.
Tell us where we can find you guys on the internet.
I'm on Instagram, at PBani, P-B-A-N-I.
Woo!
Me too!
No, mine is at Nicole Byer.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for starring in Cemetery Slut.
Thank you so much. This gets made.
Let's make it!
Well, till next time, stay too spooky to handle! Oh.
Cemetery Slut was submitted by Lindsay Frank. Thanks for listening to Too Spooky to Handle. Those were your hosts, Manu Agapian Stinky and Betsy Sodaro Pew. Too Spooky to Handle is an Earwolf production. Our producers are Cassie Jerkins and Jessica Cisneros. Our audio engineer is Alex Gonzalez, and our intern is BB Katsines. Theme song by Cassie Jerkins. Follow and subscribe to Earwolf Presents to hear new shows by your favorite comedians.
Thanks for listening, everybody. If you made it all the way to the end, you're a beautiful person. If you're not hearing this voice, go to hell. Earwolf Presents is produced by Earwolf, Amelia Chapelo, and Cody Fisher. And of course, podcast daddy Colin Anderson himself. The Earwolf Presents series is hosted by the one and only myself, Jacquees Neal. And our theme music was engineered and sung by the amazing Jordan Duffy. Special thanks and shout outs to Jeff Gross and Aaron Nestor. And for more information on Earwolf Presents, visit earwolf.com. and follow us at Earwolf on all social platforms.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.